Hi there, and welcome to Sunday Morning with CB. Today's episode is going to be a little bit of hysterical literature. And we're taking that directly from Wikipedia. Going to be reading to you about masturbation. Thought that should be a good one and be plenty sexy enough for me and for you. Okay. I hope this article is long enough. Yes, plenty long enough. I may not finish. So here we go. I've got my rabbit. Oh. Okay. Masturbation is the sexual stimulation of one's own genitals for sexual arousal or other sexual pleasure, usually to the point of orgasm. The stimulation may involve hands, fingers, everyday objects, sex toys, or combinations of these. Mutual masturbation, mutual manual stimulation of the genitals between partners, can be a substitute for sexual penetration. Studies have found that masturbation is frequent in humans of both sexes and all ages, although there is variation. Various medical and psychological benefits have been attributed to the healthy attitude towards sexual activity in general and to masturbation in particular. No causal relationship is known between masturbation and any form of mental or physical disorder. My batteries are dying. Damn it. Masturbation has been depicted in art since prehistoric times and is mentioned and discussed in very early writings. Gotta turn it up already. In the 18th and 19th centuries, some European theologians and physicians described it as heinous, deplorable, and hideous, but during the 20th century, these taboos generally declined. There has been an increase in discussion and portrayal of masturbation in art, popular music, television, films, and literature. Today, religions vary in their views of masturbation. Some view it as a spiritually detrimental practice. Some see it as not spiritually detrimental, and others take a situational view. The legal status of masturbation also varied through history, and masturbation in public is illegal in most countries. In the West, masturbation in private or with a partner is generally considered a normal and healthy part of sexual enjoyment. Animal masturbation has been observed in many species, both in the wild and in captivity. There's a really lovely picture of Gustav Klimt's woman seated with thighs apart. Her thighs are apart. She's wearing clothing, but almost everything's covered from her neck down to her knees, except for her hand. Oh, it's touching her pussy. Okay, moving on. Etymology. The English word masturbation was introduced in the 18th century based on the Latin verb masturbare, alongside the more technical and slightly earlier onanism. I guess that's pronounced correctly. The Latin verb masturbare is of uncertain origin. Oh, fuck. Suggested derivations include an unattested word for penis. Masdo, cognate with Greek. I can't pronounce that. Genitals, or alternatively a corruption of an unattested manusturabar up, fuck it, to defile with the hand. That's lovely, to defile with the hand, by association with tuber, to disturb. Terminology. While masturbation is the formal word for this practice, many other expressions are also in common use. Terms such as playing with yourself, pleasuring oneself, and slang such as wanking, jerking off, and frigging are common. Self-abuse and self-pollution were common in early modern times and are still found in modern dictionaries. a large variety of other euphemisms and dysphemisms exist, which describe masturbation. For a list of terms, see the entry for masturbate in Wikisaurus. Oh! Techniques. Oh, fuck. Masturbation involves touching, pressing, rubbing, or massaging a person's genital area. Either with the fingers or against an object, such as a pillow. Inserting fingers or an object into the vagina. Oh, my God. Or anus. See anal masturbation. And stimulating the penis or vulva with an electric vibrator, which may also be inserted into the vagina or anus. That's exactly what's happening right now. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. It also may involve touching, rubbing, or pinching the nipples or other erogenous zones while masturbating. Both sexes sometimes apply lubricating substances to intensify sensation. Oh. Oh. I don't typically need lubricating substances. Oh. Oh, God. Reading or viewing pornography, sexual fantasy, or other erotic stimuli may lead to a desire for sexual release, such as by masturbation, which is exactly the case for me today, as I was watching pornography. Some people get sexual pleasure by inserting objects, such as urethral sounds, into the urethra, the tube through which urine and men's semen flows. That's exactly what I was watching. A practice known as urethral play or sounding. Other objects such as ballpoint pens and thermometers are sometimes used, although this practice can lead to injury and or infection. Some people masturbate by using machines that simulate intercourse. Men and women may masturbate until they are close to orgasm, stop for a while to reduce excitement, then resume masturbating. They may repeat the cycle multiple times. This stop-and-go build-up, known as edging, can achieve even stronger orgasms. Rarely, people quit stimulation just before orgasm to retain the heightened sense of energy that normally comes down after orgasm. Female. See also fingering, sexual act. Female masturbation involves the stroking or rubbing of a woman's vulva, especially her clitoris, with an index or middle fingers, or both. Sometimes one or more fingers may be inserted into the vagina to stroke its frontal wall where the G-spot may be located. Masturbation aids, such as a vibrator, or a dildo, or bimbo balls, can also be used to stimulate the vagina and clitoris. Many women caress their breasts, or stimulate a nipple, with the free hand. And anal stimulation is also enjoyed by some. Lubrication is sometimes used during masturbation, especially when penetration is involved. But this is not universal, and many find their natural lubrication sufficient. Common positions include lying on the back or face down. Sitting, squatting, kneeling, or standing in a bath or shower. Any female may direct tap water at her clitoris and vulva. Lying down. Oh, fuck. Lying face down. One may use the hands. One may straddle a pillow. The corner or edge of the bed. A partner's leg. I love that. Or some scrunched up clothing. And hump the vulva and clitoris against it. And standing up. A chair. The corner of an item of furniture. or even a washing machine can be used to stimulate the clitoris through the labia and clothing. Some masturbate only using pressure applied to the clitoris without direct contact. For example, by pressing the palm or ball of the hand against underwear or other clothing. In the 1920s, Havelock Ellis reported that the turn of the century seamstresses using treadle-operating sewing machines could achieve orgasm by sitting near the edge of their chairs. Women can sexually stimulate themselves by crossing their legs tightly and clenching the muscles in their legs, creating pressure on the genitals. Oh, fuck. This can potentially be done in public without observers noticing. Thoughts and fantasies and memories of previous instances or arousal and orgasm can produce sexual excitation. God, I just want to get to the male section. Some women can orgasm spontaneously by force of will alone, although this may not strictly qualify as masturbation, as no physical stimulus is involved. The most common masturbation technique among males is to hold a penis with a loose fist and then to move the hand up and down the shaft. This type of stimulation is typically all that is required to achieve orgasm and ejaculation. The speed of the hand motion will vary, although it's common for the speed to increase as ejaculation nears and for it to decrease during the ejaculation. It's male masturbation techniques may differ between males who have been circumcised and those who have not. Some techniques which may work for one individual can be difficult or uncomfortable for another. For males who have not been circumcised, stimulation of the penis typically comes from pumping of the foreskin, whereby the foreskin is held and slid up and down over the glands, which, depending on the foreskin length, is completely or partially covered and then uncovered in rapid motion. Oh, the outer foreskin glides smoothly over the inner foreskin. The glands itself may widen and lengthen as the stimulation continues, becoming slightly darker in color. And while the gliding action of the foreskin reduces friction, these techniques may also be used by some circumcised men who have sufficient excess skin remaining from their circumcision. For circumcised males, on whom the glands is mostly or completely uncovered, this technique creates more direct contact between the hand and the glands. To avoid friction, irritations, soreness from using this friction, from this resulting friction, some may prefer to use a personal lubricant, masturbation cream, or saliva. Oh my God, I love spitting. There's two pictures here of a man with his hand on his penis. It says masturbating by gripping and sliding the foreskin back and forth. It's so wet and shiny when it's exposed, and then it's covered almost up completely. The shaft skin can also be slid back and forth with just the index finger and thumb wrapped around the penis. A variation on this is to place the fingers and thumb on the penis as if playing a flute and then shuttling them back and forth. Lying face down on a comfortable surface such as a mattress or pillow, the penis can be rubbed against it. This technique may include the use of a simulacrum, I don't know what that is, or artificial vagina. There are many other variations on male masturbation techniques. Men may also rub or massage the glands, the rim of the glands, and the frenular delta. Some men place both hands directly on their penis during masturbation, while others may use their free hand to fondle their testicles, nipples, or other parts of their body. The nipples are erogenous zones, and vigorous stimulation of them during masturbation usually causes the penis to become erect more quickly than it would otherwise. Some may keep their hand stationary while pumping into it with pelvic thrusts in order to simulate the motions of sexual intercourse. Others may also use vibrators and other sexual devices, more commonly associated with female masturbation. Oh, a few extremely flexible males can reach and stimulate their penis with their tongue or lips, and so perform autofellatio. The prostate gland is one of the organs that contributes fluid to semen. As the prostate is touch sensitive, some directly stimulate it by using a well lubricated finger or dildo inserted through the anus. No! No! Oh! 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 Fuck. Oh! Oh! Using a well-lubricated finger or dildo inserted through the anus into the rectum, stimulating the prostate from the outside via pressure on the perineum, can be pleasurable as well. Some men also enjoy anal stimulation with fingers or otherwise without any prostate stimulation. Somewhat controversially, ejaculation technique control. Controversial ejaculation control technique is to put pressure on the perineum about halfway between the scrotum and the anus, just before ejaculating. This can, however, redirect semen into the bladder, referred to as retrograde ejaculation. The article's not over, but I am done. I did not get very far at all. Perhaps I will start next time with mutual masturbation. God damn. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Sunday Morning with CB. Bye.